If this fails, which I think it will do, I think it's going to be another humiliation for our party. So I'm really, really worried. I'm really genuinely worried. And I just think that if he could sort of back down a bit and realise, as practically everybody else and other parties do, that even though those that do believe in an elected chamber, which a lot of Labour people do, they don't think really it's the time now to begin having internal fights within the parties, when we should be dealing with much more important things like the economy of the country and things like that.
How damaging, though, could it be, do you think, for Nick Clegg and your party?
Well, I think it could be very damaging. I mean, for instance, we do know, I mean, it's pretty likely that if there was an election today, that the Liberal Democrats would be wiped out, isn't quite the right word, but in fact our number of MPs would go down very, very considerably. And I feel that we as Liberal Democrats have got to try and show that we do have an influence, a good Liberal Democrat influence on what's happening within the coalition. And I think if we're just going to be associated with AV and therefore a rather botched up attempt to try and reform the House of Lords, I really don't think that's the image we want to give the country. And I think that that image would do us a lot of damage when we came to another election.
And what response do you get from your leader when you've written your concerns to him?
Well, I'm rather upset that, in fact, I wrote this letter, and in fact, I circulated it to one or two other people, and I never actually got an answer from it. Although I speak sometimes to one of his assistants who talks to me about it, but I haven't actually had a conversation with him personally at all about this.
And is the assistant keen to hear your views?
Well, I mean, she's very polite and very nice, and she hears my views, and she gives me the impression that she's taken it all in, and that she says she's going to report back to to Nick, but I don't hear any more.
Are there any other Liberal Democrats who feel the same way as you?
I think most Liberal Democrats, though, do believe that the House of Lords should be reformed, but most of them, a lot of them, think that this is not the time to do it. This is not, it's a dangerous path, and to put so much weight, as Nick Clegg has, on this reform is a mistake, because it is not something that is important in the eyes of the public. So I think quite a lot of them, although they may approve or support the House of Lords reform in principle, I think they think he should back off. Amongst the Liberal Democrats in the Lords, I mean, there are at least 20 of us, and there are about eight or ten of us who are really quite actively trying to persuade our party to change their views on this.